This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Let's transition just a little bit, and I want to make like a basketball point that I guess is NBA related, but not really specific to the NBA because this also happens in college basketball. So yesterday, in game one of the Eastern Conference semifinals between the Knicks and the Celtics took 20 shots in the third quarter. 19 of them were threes. They took one layup. They took one two-pointer. In the third quarter of their game, they took over 60 threes in the entire game. They lost. Now, the Celtics do that from time to time. They usually have one of those games a series where they just shoot a bunch of threes. They're just not making the threes that day. I get it. You live by the three, you die by the three. This is one of the things about basketball that I think we are inching closer and closer to. People want a change. I think the fans of basketball have told you, we don't want this anymore. I see the three-point as a supplement to everything else that you do. That I don't want it to be your entire offense. Yeah, I like dunks. I like crossovers. I like very fancy finger rolls and layups and all kind of other things. I don't want all you do is to shoot threes. That's what Boston's offense is. You look back to the national championship. This is just not an NBA problem. There were 122 shots that were taken. Overall, 50 of them were threes. A large majority of the shots, just they're three-pointers. What happened to the nice mid-range game? Maybe I'm talking like an old guy here. But you remember Tim Duncan, Mr. Fundamental? He would just stand there knocking that little 18-footer. What happened to the little floater where your guy would drive in the lane and try to get a floater over the Giants down in the paint? That just no longer has a place in basketball. I don't think for the most part that people are tired of the three-point shot. I think they're tired of not seeing a variety of shots. Where, Rob, you and I were talking about this earlier. It used to be when you drove in the lane, you did that to get an easier shot. You wanted to get a layup. You wanted to get a dunk. You wanted to hit a little mid-range jumper or a floater. Now, the only purpose for driving in the lane is to get the defense to collapse for you to kick it out to somebody else to shoot a three. And you repeat this process. Both teams do this for 48 minutes. No. It's time to move back to the three-point line. The three-point line was not designed for everybody to be able to do it. It should be designed for elite shooters, premier shooters. Sometimes an idea has run its course and it's time for you to make adjustments. We can't have the same three-point line in 2025 that we had in 1985. The game has changed. So I understand, yes, it would change the way that the game is played. Yes, it would change the scoring. Good. We want to change the scoring. I want guys that shouldn't be shooting threes to stop. And I want them to go try to dunk on somebody. Or go hit layups or floaters. I want guys like that to be discouraged from shooting threes, not encouraged to do it. To take 20 shots in a quarter and only one of them is a two-pointer is just not entertaining basketball. It's not what I want the NBA to be. It's not what I want college basketball to be. And I hope and pray. And I understand that we are reluctant to change. Well, it's always, I don't care. It's always been like that. There was a time where there was no three-point line in basketball. You couldn't take a three-point shot. Now, yes, I'm happy that we have it. But again, I want them to seriously alter the line. I want them to move it back and make it much more difficult to make threes and deter average shooters from taking those threes and start taking a wider variety of shots. What happened to the little mid-range baseline jumper?
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
It doesn't exist anymore in basketball. I'm tired of it. Maybe this is old man yelling at a cloud. I'm sorry. I sat there and watched him shoot nothing but threes, possession after possession. I'm tired of it. I don't want it anymore. I want him to stop doing it.
Doesn't this problem might be the wrong term. Isn't it just what analytics have done to sports? And I'm pro analytics. But you and I both know the math of it says this. If a shooter is going to shoot 40% from three and 50% from two, eventually that extra point makes that longer shot better. You see it in baseball. Hey, there is a chance that when you ground out versus strike out, yeah, they're both outs, but that ground out could actually lead to two guys being out. There could be a double negative. So over the course of a game, it is smarter to be just a strike out. Hey, if it's a 3-0 count, don't swing and try to get a hit. The math says you're not going to get a hit there. Let the pitch fly by, get a walk. Getting on first base is more valuable than getting a hit. And I agree with these things at their core. But as analytics exploded on the sports scene, people did the math and realized, yeah, hey, 19 threes in a quarter is tough to watch, but if they had made some of those, they would have blown the opponent out because you get that bonus point. This just seems like the either intended or unintended consequence of analytics and their impact on sports.
I don't think that you are wrong. This would be my argument. Excuse me. My argument would be simple. I don't want an NBA that doesn't include Allen Iverson. Allen Iverson, we watched him play. He was not the guy that needed to be taking 8-10 threes a game. He was the get in the lane, floater, layup, tough shot guy. That guy was fun to watch. I don't want a baseball in which they are telling me that we'll never get another Tony Gwynn. Tony Gwynn wasn't a guy that hit a lot of home runs. Rob, he played 20 years in the league. He hit 135 home runs in his career. He was not a guy that was going to swing for the fences and hit 30, 40 home runs. And he did this during the steroid era in baseball. The most home runs that Tony Gwynn hit in a year was 17. You know what Tony Gwynn would do, though? Hit 380, hit 390, put the ball in play, move runners around, not strike out. There's not room for those players in sports anymore. It's so math, it's so analytic, it's so number-driven that two of the greatest ever in their respective fields, we just don't encourage kids to be that anymore. So that's where I push back on it, where I agree with you. I think a lot of the changes in sports, whether it's in baseball, whether it's in basketball, are algorithm-driven and numbers-driven. I don't know if that makes it a more entertaining game, though. Strikeouts are not entertaining to watch. Putting the ball in play is interesting to watch. You get a great defensive play. A ball gets hit in a gap and an outfielder makes a really good catch. There's the thrill of seeing if the guy can tag up and what's going to happen to the play at the plate. Baseball is most interesting when the ball is put in play. But now we just, it doesn't matter. Strike out 150 times. No, it doesn't matter. Well, yes, it should matter. It should matter how you do it. You're right. We have now turned it into, it is better to miss a three than make a two. That's weird to me. That's weird to me. Especially when you and I watch enough basketball, when they shoot two-pointers, man, they're really good at them. Like, they don't miss two-pointers. They just don't have any interest in shooting any of them. I don't want to live in a world where that's acceptable. I just don't think that's the most entertaining product to watch.
There was actually a point in the game last night where it was when Derek White hit the three to go up by one, make it 98-97. It was Jason Tatum got a rebound right under the basket. Carrington, when you and I were playing basketball, if you get a rebound and you're the best player on the team, or you're watching the NBA or college basketball and your best player gets a rebound and you are under the basket, you are taking the layup. Jason Tatum turned around and found an open Derek White for a three. Now, that was one of the ones that actually went in, but that's just not something that we have ever seen before. And I think it is just an unintended consequence of the statistical revolution. You asked if the modern NBA would have Allen Iverson. The answer is no. You know what the modern NBA would do? They would tell Allen Iverson to become a better shooter. Hey, you can cross a dude up and you can kill him, then make a three. That's what basically happened to Kyrie Irving. Outside of all the craziness with his, you know, personal life and all that stuff, what was happening to Kyrie Irving was he went from crossing dudes up making layups to crossing dudes up and hitting pull-up threes. Luka Doncic. I mean, I know that he and AI are not the same body type, but Luka can lull you to sleep with his dribble and can go right past you. But that's not what he does when he dribbles. He lulls you to sleep and hits a three or shoots a three. I think if you asked if Allen Iverson was in the modern NBA, his coaches would tell him, stop driving, keep doing that crossover, but shoot the three afterwards. And that's not better. I'm just telling you that's what's happened.
I don't disagree with you. I just think that basketball, kind of like baseball is at its most interesting when the ball is put in play, because anything can happen. An error can happen. You get on base. That's when baseball is at its most interesting.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.